right, it is Thursday, June 23rd, 2011.
Is that the actual date?
That's what we're recording right now, about, 5:10.
Yep.
The creative...
Yep.
The Dialine Conference here at Howe started yesterday about 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Here in Chicago, the Hyatt.
This is our first show. We should kick it off proper.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
we're at the Howe Conference again.
Oh, the Howe Live. Like the full design week.
Howe Design Live.
Like four. They added the Dialine Conference, which is for packaging, dialine.com.
Yeah, they have all of the conferences now.
Yeah, they own it. Actually, I think Dialine might be a new conference altogether.
It is. Dialine started their conference this year. I was skeptical. I was like, really, a conference just for that specific sect of packaging designers?
You were skeptical till you saw Joe Duffy speak a couple hours ago.
I have seen Joe Duffy. I am quite I'm aware of Joe Duffy's speaking potential.
He's got a future in this industry.
He delivered. I just took the worst photo of myself. I'm gonna do it again, but be more awesome.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Yeah, this is great radio. I'm taking the worst photos. Donovan, I'm trying to take photos of his podcasting. It's failing.
Yeah, and if you could see this, it's failing even worse
there,
visually.
There, done. Look at that. Holy shit.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm getting up on this beer and I'm getting up on this cheese, and I suppose we should talk about Howe.
So let's talk about, we just witnessed Steve Gordon bring the house down at the Creative Freelancer.
Let's start. That's the most recent thing that happened.
And it's natural that Steve would do the talk that would lead right into the happy hour.
Did he? That is as natural a fit as anything I have seen at this conference.
Whoever scheduled that, genius. I missed the first half.
Yeah, I came
you
in.
You missed the second half.
No, I just missed the Q&A because I was like, okay, I get it. And I had to go charge up my phone. But so I wasn't here for like the end. I heard a big round of applause. But like, it was cool watching it because again, it's just Steve. But to everyone else, he's Steve Gordon.
I mean, he finished speaking over 15 minutes ago, and he's still over there surrounded by people asking him more questions.
I can see Steve from here, and I can tell you this may not have been as successful as last year because he is surrounded this time by men, not ladies.
Give that to him.
I'm gonna have to talk to Steve about the changeover in his audience appeal this year, and how he plans to leverage that in the future. But Steve. Steve's getting better every year, obviously. Howe loves having him here. And, I'll tell you what, about halfway through that presentation, he was having a little more fun with it. He really loosened up once he kind of found his groove. And by the end of it, felt like he had this whole room meeting out the palm of his hand. So, good on Steve for that. Donovan, we got yesterday a little bit.
It's already a blur.
You flew in. It is already a blur.
I knew it was going to be a good week. I flew in. It's like I get through security, and it's like I immediately see another designer from Omaha, start hanging out.
Von Glitchke in the motherfucking house over there.
Oh, yeah, Von and Justin.
Look at Justin's train. Justin's got people. He's got Von. Look at them. They're like lemmings.
Pretty amazing.
Bryn appears
even,
to
even,
be following
even
Justin
Bryn
as well.
Even Bryn has now become one of Justin's lemmings.
This is all happening again. What we're trying to describe to you, listeners of the show, is a line led by Justin Ahrens, very similar to a conga line without
straight
the dancing.
Straight up to the bar, bypassing the regular bar line.
Yo, he really did just cut in front of like 50 people.
Yes.
Yo, there's like maybe 100. If that's the bar line over there, he maybe just cut in front of 100 people. Although those 100 people in the back, they should be getting cut in front of because they are not being people of action. Anyways, what did you see? Let's bring it back. Did you see anything yesterday?
Well, yes. Yes, I did. I am trying to remember what it was.
Okay. I saw nothing yesterday. Here's what I did. I drove for 8 hours with Stefan Muma, who is doing a session on like Friday or Saturday. I think Friday, tomorrow. He's doing a workshop. And Donovan, what should I keep talking? What are
yes,
you doing?
Yes, you should keep talking.
Okay, get your schedule out and you can find out what you did. And we drove up for about 9 hours from KC to Chicago. I got that. And rolled in about 4:30, and by 5:30 we were sitting down with last year's guest, repeat guest Diana Valentine. So look forward to that. That'll probably be like our first show. And then we went to dinner. We walked far. They're like, yo, we got this great pizza spot. It's like, you know, it's like right there. It's like three blocks. We walked a mile and a half to this pizza place that I would describe to you, Donovan, as all right.
I would say the atmosphere was fun. You could tell it's obviously a tourist thing. But, yeah, the pizza itself was not the best Chicago deep dish. It's not what we were promised.
My major point was, like, we passed, like, three other Chicago destination pizza joints on the way there. We passed at least two and then another one that maybe wasn't as good. But I'm sure any of them would have been just as fine. And the hot dog place. So people have been informed. They are aware that they will no longer be allowed to choose the restaurant. And we will probably do better this evening. But so this cheese is working for me, dude. I'm telling you. That's what I did yesterday. What about you?
Okay, so I actually went to the opening session of the Die Line. And I wanted to pull out the schedule because I didn't remember the people's names, but they were...
No, that's cool. Like, hey, there's a lot happening.
I want to make sure I get it right. It's Michael Colton and Rob Swan. Mm-hmm. They spoke on decoding...
Michael Bolton.
Yeah. They spoke on decoding the meaning of design.
Okay.
And then they sung about love. Oh, wait, that was the Michael Bolton afterwards. Okay. No, actually, it was actually...
Celebrate the man's entire catalog.
It was
of
one of
design.
Those things where when I was done with it, I was like, I think I might have actually learned something. I think I might have gotten something useful out of it. I don't know if I wanted that or not.
Oh, well,
it was
kind of
a disappointment.
I know that you love living the way that you are, so.
However,
so that's good. But
it
so
did
like
kick
they,
off well.
Like, break that down for me. Someone says to me, "I'm going to decode the meaning of design." I say, "Okay, you're probably going to get up there and BS for an hour." And
No. They talked about and they showed a lot of examples about how different designs appear. Oh, and here we have the people who just cut in front of like 50 people in the beer line.
Holy shit, is that Justin Aarons?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're recording. Justin, tell us about the how. Tell us about
the how?
Yeah, about what you're doing here.
Currently, I am using full speaker privileges to get free drinks and food and watching you hand out propaganda.
She said, get me swag.
So, yeah, what are you doing here? Are you doing something official here?
We're supposedly talking to people like you, but we'd rather be talking to people like Vaughn.
I appreciate that.
When's this? Now, supposedly you got a book deal?
I do.
What is
it? We talked about this.
We spoke about it, didn't we?
Do you listen to your show?
You know what? I don't listen to the ones with you on it.
Yeah. That's all right. It's very unimportant.
I kind of ignored most of what you said.
No, it's a book, Life Kerning, is coming out in October. I'm very excited about it.
It's one of the only shows I didn't even edit. I said, I can't listen to this guy's voice without vomiting.
Right, right.
So
I
had Nate do the editing of the show you were on last.
I love the support. The only person that supports me more is maybe Steve Gordon.
You're welcome, and we wish you the best in the future. Let's turn it over to Vaughn. Vaughn, what is it? Now you're speaking again this year. What's your talk on? That you're doing, and which of the four conferences are you actually talking at?
I am equipping my competition to beat me out on jobs.
Oh, well, I'm not really an illustrator, so... How to become a hired gun. And what kind of advice can you give to our listeners, maybe a little insight of one of these tips that you're giving out?
The biggest point I'm going to make is don't suck.
Okay, I'm out of this running then. I will not be fighting for you. However, maybe Nate will be. How can we not suck, though? Do you have any ideas here?
Continuing to grow, trying new things, and not being afraid to fail.
Not being afraid to fail, I like it. We do it every time on this show. We will do it again on tomorrow's recap. We do thank you for your time, and we will, what conference is it that yours is actually at?
The Creative Freelancer Conference, and then I'm doing a 3-hour workshop at HAL.
And is that one of the pre-workshops that people pay extra?
Yes.
Oh, that's the teaching people how to do, like, the vector-based drawing?
Yeah, Vector Basic Training Bootcamp.
And that's also your new book, the Vector Basic Training Bootcamp. What was it that inspired you to do the new book? And is that out now, or did that come out recently, or is it coming up?
That came out in January, and... kind of what inspired it is I had an editor that wouldn't bug me until I said I'd do a book. and I didn't want to do one on software. I wanted to do one on the creative process, and after about a year of kind of haggling, they finally agreed to do it.
Well, that's great. Now, does this have any, like, CD stuff, like your last two books, The Drip Dot Swirl, The Burn Crackle Fire?
It does come with a DVD, but it isn't a resource book like the other ones. It's more educational, kind of how to improve your creative process, and it comes with the DVD with about 4 hours of screencasts on there.
Well, great. I look forward to checking it out. I will say that The Drip Dot Swirl and the Burn... Crumble, Crackle, Burn books, we have been using at my office. They are incredible resources, and dollar for dollar, some of the best stock, or what we're using as stock, that I could imagine buying. I think we've gotten our money's worth on it tenfold, and you know, they're just great. I recommend them to everybody.
The third book in that series is going to be a book on ornaments, and the book will have about 600 plus ornaments and motifs in it, and that comes out in August.
So in August I will suck a little less, and I appreciate you for it.
No problem, thank you.
All right, back to Nate. Hold on.
Probably our conversation is in the background of that recording. Great. So,
can I get Sweet Luna? I can do this.
Yes, I want you to go get Sweet Luna, and we'll talk to her on the show. So you guys probably just talked about some things. You were telling us what you did yesterday. Then we had today, unless you want to go back and talk about yesterday some more.
No, I'm all about the future or within the last 3 hours.
Okay. So the first thing I attempted to see today was Moira Cullen over at the Die Line Conference. She was talking about Hallmark, she was talking about Coca-Cola, and she was talking about something else.
Well, I missed it, but I was told it was phenomenal.
Oh, okay. I was told it was garbage by me.
Actually, I was told by the person sitting next to me in this last session that it was the best thing out of the Die Line that happened today.
See, I, having been there for... Now, granted, I was only there for about 5 minutes. But, yo, I was bored straight, man. Like, it was like, here's some things, here's some stuff, and look at how great it is, and isn't it great? And it was just like, oh, look, they used purple on Hallmark, and I wasn't into it. So, is this Sweet Luna over here? Holy sweetness and all kinds of moons. Hi, I'm
Hello.
Nate.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm awesome. Now, what's your actual name? Because I haven't figured
Maria.
That out. Hi, Maria.
Maria.
Awesome. Great to meet you. Apparently, we're going to sew until Mel gets here.
Yes, and we are. Not we're supposed to have fun without her. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
The opposite.
We're supposed to not have fun.
Just
I don't know. I like your idea better,
like
actually.
Idea
we're
going
to have to... You won't even believe what happened last night. Schwarzenegger was there. It was weird. So did you've been here, right?
I have been here
yesterday?
Since yesterday. Mm-hmm.
We're doing a show, we're talking to people about what they've seen. What have you seen so far that has stood out to you? Aside from Justin Aarons.
Conference related or just in general?
Oh God, anything.
Anything?
If you have non-conference related dirt, that's what I want.
I don't have non-conference related dirt. You know what, I think today's my really truly first day in the conference.
You doing freelancer?
I am.
Okay. What did you see at Freelancer today?
At Freelancer that, oh my goodness, I'm blanking out.
On the spot.
I'm on the spot. Well, you know what? My favorite so far has been Steve's presentation.
Yeah.
And the guy before it, Luke.
Luke, yeah.
Loved his.
Luke is scoring some serious points out here.
I feel like I have... With his session, I feel like I have a long to-do list now to get it together.
That's good, though.
It is.
As long as you actually do those things,
yep.
Right?
As far as strange, nothing really, not yet. I haven't wandered a city enough, so
yeah, well,
we need to do that.
Yeah, exactly. nighttime has not yet happened today,
so I'm excited.
We take care of that, and then, of course, things will probably get off the chain starting
on their
Friday,
own.
So.
Mm-hmm.
So awesome. Okay, we're going to be over here doing this thing for a bit,
woo-hoo!
And then we're all going to go out drinking.
I like
so
that.
I'm just going to make plans on microphone to see you later.
Okay.
All right, awesome.
Scott, nice to meet you.
And yeah, okay, so I was saying that I wasn't totally into Moira Cullen's thing, and to be honest, I really wasn't, but that's cool. That was, you know, for the packaging people, apparently there were a lot of people that got a lot out of that. I just was totally not one of them, so that's fine and all. After that, let's see, we went to lunch. and that was pretty cool. And then after lunch, we saw Joe Duffy speaking also at the Die Line. And we've seen, we know Joe. We've interviewed Joe, right? We go way back with Joe, so we saw him again.
Joe was our second interview.
Yeah, he was like our,
We actually drove 2 hours to interview him.
Drove 9 hours just to see him. I didn't even get to say hi, but.
Yeah, it changed our podcast.
Yeah. So, so we got to see Joe do his thing, and I think people responded really well to that. Having seen him do that thing kind of before, I was like, oh, now he's telling that story. But those are good stories,
I think.
Actually,
I've seen him speak before, but because of the thing, he actually...
What are you guys doing?
Today, he actually spoke... He spoke more about kind of the history of his career in kind of a retrospective, which he hasn't done at the two times I saw him present.
Yeah, there was kind of a technical limitation there. Is that he had like small detailed slides that I think would look great with like an HD projector, but they were kind of screens were kind of in the corners of the room. They were kind of distant. We were sitting in the middle, and it was honestly kind of hard to see his stuff.
There was that issue I noticed, and that's a Die Line, and part of that's a conference center. I noticed here at the Creative Freelancer across the hall, it's actually set up better to see the screens here than it is at the Die Line. It's just strange.
Yeah, they did. It's a long, strong room here. It is not. It is. I would describe the Die Line room as having girth. I would describe this room as having length.
And in this case, length is more effective than girth.
Right. Guess which one Steve Gordon spoke in. If he was here, that'd be hilarious. Ah, he's wandering about. So, and then we came here, saw Steve's thing. Now we're having a happy hour. We did happy hour last night. That was pretty crazy. Then we went out with some camp friends. That's kind of my thing here. Is coming back this year, last year being my first HOW conference, I kind of felt like, okay, I'm going back to camp. I'm going to see my camp friends, the people that I only see at camp and that I never talk about talk to the rest of the year in person.
But somehow, you keep up with them on Twitter or Facebook or whatnot, so it's kind of weird to see them again, you know?
Yeah, you show up and you're like, tell me about that thing that you totally posted on Tuesday, even though I haven't seen you for a year.
Right.
So you catch up on, like all the Facebook stuff before you catch up on the, the how have you been for 12 months thing. But, I don't know.
All right, well,
it's going pretty good. Is there anything else like you want to cover? Like, hey, there were
not right now, but we're gonna hopefully, if we can figure out the Wi-Fi situation around here, we're gonna launch these on a daily basis.
I probably shouldn't do this, but the password is grand. Or, no, the username is grand, and the password is 2011.
Grand and 2000. Well, we will try this out.
Yeah.
All right. It looks like we have one other person to talk to, and then we might cut this off for the day.
I feel like that person is actually showing up to talk to Vaughn.
Oh,
so maybe Vaughn, let's just let that go down. I think she's showing. Maybe she's showing a resume. What do you think she's got there? It looks like questions.
I don't know. Maybe she's halfway through his little vector based boot camp, and she's trying to pass. Are there certificates with this boot camp that he does?
I don't know. They are getting out pens. They're just looking very focused. Oh, shit, dude. I think it might be a book.
This is crazy. Well, we'll see you guys all tomorrow.
We're going to find out what this is. We're going to get back to it. We're going to leave you with the cliffhanger. What is happening with Von Glitschka right now? And then we will let you know tomorrow on the Reflex Blue Show. Word.